Alice Cooper, No More Mr. Nice Guy. Jerry Bader Show 1007 from back in the days when there was just one Billboard Top 40 chart, and this would be on the same chart with the Carpenters. Just, oh, a different world. By the way, two other thoughts on the Packers. The reason that you're seeing that game-winning field goal by the 49ers all over TV is people are marveling at how Devon House didn't block that field goal. It goes right through his arms. Which, you know what, they could have blocked it and returned it for six. Just think about that for the rest of the offseason. And if you think it hurts now, wait till this game gets the NFL Films Greatest Games treatment, which it will, because it's a playoff game. Hell, three of the playoff games, for sure, the Colts win over the Chiefs is going to get that. There's no question about that. What a collapse. Andy Reid, did you see the very end of that game? Andy Reid actually could not believe it happened. He couldn't. You could just see, they were stunned. Was it 38-10 at one point, I believe? And lose 45-44? Oh, man. Just insane stuff. Absolutely insane stuff. There is something that happens every year. It's entirely possible. In a tease earlier, I said that this would be the first time I've ever talked about this event. That isn't true. But I'm going to talk more about this event than I ever have before. It's the Consumer Electronics Show that takes place in Vegas this week. It's, for the last 20 years, it has been the premier techno geek event. Because the next big thing, people go there looking for the next big thing. I will tell you, I remember, now this was before I actually had a talk show. I remember the big talk of one in the late 90s was, 10 years from now, everything's going to be mobile. Everything's going to be mobile. You're not going to use a desktop hardly ever. Your laptop will be what the desktop used to be. And you'll have all of these mobile devices. Computing will move almost entirely mobile. That is perhaps one of the most accurate predictions ever. A laptop looks like a dinosaur these days. I mean, it just, it does. Companies, very few companies have their employees. We do here, but a lot of that is because of the hardware that the computer is tied to, the radio hardware. More and more companies provide their employees with laptops. And now even tablet devices. All of that has happened. And it has happened pretty much on the schedule that the prognosticators said it would. That's why Microsoft has so hacked off its shareholders. They're like, how could you not see this coming? Everybody saw this coming. How could you poo-poo the mobile revolution? How could you do that? Well, because they wanted to hang on to the cash cow. The business platforms for laptops and desktops to the exclusion of everything else. You know who else? People forget this. What company invented the digital camera? Do you know the answer to that, Jason? I think you just got it right. Go ahead and tell me. No, it's not Canon. No. Kodak. Invented it and then ignored it. Now, Microsoft didn't invent it. did not invent it. Was there defensive offsides? I didn't remember that in the game-winning field goal. Could be. Well, no, why is everyone making a big deal about it then? That doesn't make any sense. Anyway, that happened. Right on cue, people transitioned to mobile devices. And now you've got more and more mobile devices competing with one another. Do you know what the prediction is for the next big thing now? And this is one of the big things that people want to see at the CES, the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas. There are two things. Actually, there are three things. I will tell you what I think number three and number two are. I think number three are smarter TVs. There's already smart TVs, even smarter TVs that really aren't TVs anymore, but they'll be a monitoring device for all your different entertainment apps. Number two is the smart dashboard that allows web streaming, basically brings all of the handheld stuff to your car's dashboard. Some people think this is going to be a very slow transition. Some think it's going to kill satellite radio almost instantly. Some think it's going to kill terrestrial radio. I don't know how quickly that's going to happen. Here's the big thing. At the CES, will 2014 be remembered as the year wearable computing took off? Just as 10 years ago, the mobile stuff, the handheld stuff, was seen as the wave of the future. Now it's wearables. I cannot decide. You've seen the ad, right? It's Samsung that has the Dick Tracy phone. That's Samsung, right? I believe so. And then there's Google Glass, which looks like the geekiest thing you have ever seen. I can't decide if this stuff is going to take off or not. Because I kind of poo-pooed the mobile revolution. I didn't say it was crazy. I didn't see it happening as quickly as it did. But what happened is once the iPod took off and the iPhone and everything else, then people got in the field. It fed on itself. I don't know that here's the other reason the mobile took off as big as it did. There wasn't the demographic split that a lot of people thought. Older people who are used to computers don't have a problem with iPads and pods and tablets and other things. Jason says he just can't see that stupid-looking Google Glass taking off, but watch, yes. I'm kind of with you on that. But it's going to go even way beyond that and start getting into the attire. Into clothing. I'm not going to poo-poo it because I was kind of wrong about the mobile revolution. There's another piece. You know what? I thought I had it here and I don't. There's a piece in today's Wall Street Journal that says this rapidly changing technology is making it really, really hard for startup businesses because the minute they succeed, something better comes along. The example that the writer used was GPS. The new Google app is much smoother and you can use it on your smartphone. Well, look at the Kindle. Remember the Kindle? Now Kindle is an app on my iPad. And they're saying what happens is one minute you're on top of the world and then the next new better thing comes along and your ancient history. And it's not just disruption. It's devastation. There's always been disruption where you've got, okay, let me give you an example. This was seen as technology disrupting an existing business model, VHS. Okay, you have VHS for years, DVD comes along. Now, nobody's going to give DVDs as a gift anymore. You can get everything on demand. By the way, we went with DirecTV recently. Thus far, very, very happy. I think over cable, it's got a million different things that it does. But what happens is you innovate something today, and it catches on. Well, there's somebody out there that wants to build a better mousetrap. And I think when you talk about income inequality and all of that, and I've said this before, this is what people are missing. You don't have to be a computer genius to come up with an idea. You then have to wed it to someone who can make it happen. Okay, well, if we can do this, what's the next step? And there's always a next step. What's happening is the next steps are coming more quickly than they ever have before. Just more quickly than they ever have. And it's really difficult. You get a business up and running. Here was one of the earliest ones was AOL. The original AOL was for people who were SOL when it came to navigating the internet. Then along came Windows 95 with Explorer, and that became much, much easier. You didn't need someone to walk you through the web anymore. Now they happen so quickly. And the argument that the piece of the Wall Street Journal made is, you know what, it's really time to revisit antitrust laws. Because you think something gets too big and you want to break it up, the nature of the new technology is such, just wait. Something else is going to come along and blow it out of the water. So don't have government feel it's getting too big. Something else is going to come and make sure it's not too big for its britches. And that's really what you have happening. It's just this race to innovate and innovate and innovate and innovate and innovate to where you can't worry about something becoming too successful because at some point, at some point, there's something else is going to topple it. And I think he's absolutely right about that. Which is why I probably shouldn't scoff at the wearables. Who knows, Jason? We may actually get used to people seeing people wear the stupid Google Glass, even though it looks absolutely dorky right now. There are things that probably one day look dorky, but don't anymore. I'm just not going to poo-poo anything, but I think it's all very fascinating. By the way, a listener insists that there was an offsides. There was an offsides. Well, then why do they keep showing that then when it doesn't mean anything? Why do they show going through his arms and it wouldn't have mattered because there was an offsides? Well, they would have had to kick it again from 5 yards closer. It's 10:19.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.